Yesterday we began the halachas of building a sukkah, and we saw one halacha with regard to the schach, and that is that it cannot be something attached to the ground. A tree would not work. You cannot just go take a tree and build your sukkah under it, or put the leaves of the tree on the sukkah so long as they're still attached to the tree. We also learned another halacha, that your house is not a sukkah. You have to leave your house and go to a sukkah. We also learned that you cannot have a sukkah that is underneath another covering. You're supposed to have one schach over your head and not two. That other covering, if it is not kosher, would actually ruin your sukkah. So we now saw the halacha of what happens if you built a sukkah in a place where there's a tree. There's a tree above your head. So what was clear was, number one, if the tree itself is tzilso meruba mechamsa, meaning the tree is mostly shade, it covers most of the area, and there's only a minimum of space, your sukkah will not be kosher if it is made under that tree, because you are under two schachos, you're under two schachs. The first, the top one is schach pasul, the second one is schach kosher, and the halacha is that your sukkah is pasul. If the tree is chamsa meruba mitzilsa, if there is more space and less leaf, less branch, so there, according to one opinion, you just build a sukkah under it, no problem. The second opinion said that underneath the leaves, the schach becomes pasul. Directly underneath the leaves or branches, the schach becomes pasul, and you would need so much kosher schach that even if you would take away the schach that is directly underneath the trees and the branches, even so, you would have more kosher schach than you have pasul. If your sukkah itself, you don't have enough schach, and you want to go and use the tree to help make your sukkah kosher. So we saw that what you could do is mix the two together. If you mix the schach kosher with the schach pasul together, there you can actually use the tree, which is chamsa meruba mitzilsa, together with your own sukkah that is chamsa meruba mitzilsa, to together make tzilsa meruba mechamsa. We said the ikar halacha was like the second opinion. We are lechatchila choshish for the second opinion. In time of need, one can rely on the first. Today we get an extension of that case, and that is, you are ready to go and cut the branches off your tree. You have a tree there, you want to build your sukkah under it. So say you want to, your tree is tzilsa meruba mechamsa. You have a ready schach sitting there. The only problem is it's attached to the ground. So you build your sukkah, you have a tree next to you, you go and you cut the branches. Sounds great. Your sukkah should be kosher. So the Shulchan Aruch says that you're going to have to go and shake every branch. You're going to have to go give it a shake. Why is that? Because the schach was sitting over your sukkah before you cut it. Meaning, if you would go and chop the branches down, put them on the floor, build your sukkah, and then lift them and put them on the schach and put your schach up, there's no problem with that. That is fine. Your sukkah is kosher. However, you didn't do that. You built your four walls and the schach was sitting over your sukkah while it was still part of the tree. You built a sukkah when the schach there was schach pasul. What did you do now? You cut it. As you cut it, it now became kosher. It was sitting on the top of your sukkah. It was resting on your sukkah. And now you just cut it, which means you didn't do anything to make it fall. Like say if it's elevated, you chopped it and it fell down and you made it fall down for the sake of a sukkah, that's good too. But if it was sitting on your sukkah and all you did was cut it, you did not do an act of covering your sukkah with schach. All you did was you took a cover that was pasul and made it kosher. This is what's known as tase velo min ha'osui. You are creating a sukkah in a situation where it was already made. You're just making it kosher. A sukkah must be made. It's not that you can take a sukkah that exists and just do something to make it kosher. So the halacha is, how do you do that? You shake every one of those branches as if to say, now by shaking it, it's like I'm building it anew. So this is the halacha, that if you want to use those branches for the schach, you built up the sukkah, the walls of the sukkah, and the schach is resting on the sukkah, but that schach is pasul because it's connected to the ground. It is not enough to simply snip them. You will have to go and lift every one of those branches with the leaves in order that it not be tasa velo min ha'asu. Now we go to a different situation. And this is the Ramah. What happens if you have the tree above you, but you build a sukkah and you have schach? You actually cover your sukkah with schach. But we saw the halacha before that if the tree is tzilsa meruba mechamsa, then your sukkah is pasul. So what do? You chop the branches off the tree and throw them on the ground. You're not using them for your sukkah. Let's ask a question here. When I built my sukkah, I put the schach on top of it. My schach was pasul. It was schach that was sitting under a tree. Now that I went and took away the tree, I made my sukkah kosher without building it. Let this be tasev olam and asu. Says the Ramon, no. My schach was kosher. My schach wasn't pasul. My schach was kosher. The problem was that I was sitting under schach that is kosher and schach that is pasul above it. The fact that I removed the other schach, the fact that I removed the tree, does not mean that I now created the schach by way of making it kosher. My schach was always kosher. I just couldn't be yotza, the mitzvah of sukkah, by sitting under kosher schach and a tree. Removing the tree was not the way I made my schach kosher. This is not called tasev alomina osli. This does not mean that it was made, it was pre-made. This means that I actually made my sukkah. So the halacha is, I am allowed to build a sukkah under a tree and then remove the tree. The Ramah says the same thing. Say, I build an indoor sukkah. I build a sukkah in my house. Kosher sukkah, only one problem. It's in my house. Then I remove the roof of the house. So the Ramah says that that is going to be permissible. That is not tasev olam and asui. What's the reason? Because all I'm doing is removing something else that is preventing my schach from allowing me to be yotze my mitzvah of sukkah. But it's not that my schach itself was pasul. So in these cases, the halach is, we differentiate. If my schach is resting on my sukkah and the schach itself is pasul because it's attached to a tree, simply snipping it is not enough. There I'm going to have to shake it. Whereas if my schach is schach kosher, the schach is good, but there's something else that is preventing me from being yotze the mitzvah of sukkah because there's a tree above it, there's a roof above it. There the halacha is, all I have to do is remove the roof, remove the leaves, and that is going to make my sukkah kosher.